I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. Consolidated Communications is under state investigation for failing to resolve chronic service quality issues in its landline phone network. State Telecommunications Chief Clay Purvis told the Public Utility Commission on Friday that because of intermittent cell coverage, Consolidated is often the only choice for people to get a phone at their home. Purvis says Consolidated should pay a penalty when it fails to restore service rather than just provide a credit on a customer's bill.
We're seeing consumers experience outages lasting for a week, for 2 weeks, in some cases 3 weeks. And at what point does, under the current bill scheme or the bill credit scheme, does that phone service provide any value at all?
Consolidated says it is spending money and hiring people to address the problems. A homeless shelter in downtown Montpelier could open early thanks to a $10,000 appropriation from the Montpelier City Council. The appropriation came after a request from the newly formed Homelessness Task Force Committee. Shelter officials say they'd like to open the shelter in Bethany Church November 1st, 2 weeks ahead of schedule. The Times Argus reports the Good Samaritan Haven in Barrie has 30 beds for the homeless. It also runs two overflow shelters. Representative Peter Welsh wants to do more to bring international tourists to Vermont. On Friday, Welsh unveiled legislation he's championing in Congress to boost international tourism. He made the announcement during a discussion at a Stowe resort with leaders of Vermont's travel and tourism industry. The legislation, co-authored by Florida Republican Representative Gus Bilirakis, would renew and fully fund the Brand USA program, a public-private partnership that promotes Vermont and other states to international tourists. For VPR News, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini.